Of the 850,000 or so cruise passengers expected to visit Ketchikan this year, about a quarter will arrive on ships docked at Berth 4. That's the newest of the city's cruise ship berths, designed to handle the huge floating cities that dominate the local waterfront each summer. For many years, the city has employed downtown crossing guards to help visitors get safely across the street and to stop them from crossing in dangerous areas. But there aren't any crossing guards for Water Street near Berth 4. Some business owners with shops on Water Street have asked for crossing guards over the past couple of years, stating that safety has become an issue. Here's City Mayor Lou Williams III, who wanted the City Council to at least give it a try, preferably at the crossing near the old Marine Bar, a little up the street from where Hopkins Alley branches off.
Do it for the first month of May and see what if it's helping with anything down there or not. I hate to just say no for the third time. I think this has come up before, so I know I remember it coming up. But I hate just to say no again. I'd like us to at least do a test, see what we think of it. Does it help? Does it hinder? And not just cast it away.
Councilmember Bob Sievertson suggested as an alternative that the city try using cameras to count how many people cross the street in that location. He also suggested approaching the State Department of Transportation about installing a flashing crosswalk for Water Street, which is part of the state highway. Councilmember Dick Coos, who works on the dock during the summer seasons, says most cruise passengers get onto buses right away anyway. Of those that choose to walk, he says most head straight downtown, so only a small percentage cross Water Street.
I guess I haven't noticed that it's that much of an issue. The drivers are pretty doggone good people, and they will stop. But if we want to put a crossing guard in, one thing I don't want to do is I won't spend no more money, because I think there's enough people down there working now that they can do the job with the number of people.
Port and Harbor's director Steve Corporon estimates that it would cost about $10,000 per crossing guard if the council chooses to add Water Street to the program. He also says that port personnel monitor all the downtown crosswalks during summer, and the pedestrian volume on Water Street has not yet risen to the point of needing a crossing guard. Mayor Williams still wanted to give it a try, though, and asked for four hands' support of a trial run.
Is there four people interested in testing a crossing guard for May down there? One, two, three. Ned dies.
Sievertson, while not supporting the motion, says he wants city port personnel to continue monitoring pedestrian traffic on Water Street. In other cruise-related action, the council approved an adjusted cruise ship berth assignment schedule. The reassignment is a response to a recent announcement that the Carnival Miracle needs maintenance work and has canceled 15 scheduled port calls starting in late May. The city assigns berths in hopes of evenly distributing cruise passengers along the downtown cruise ship berths. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.